Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Another year is quickly drawing to a close, and still no return of our Lord Jesus Christ. With all that we see going on around us, I know it is a quite common occurrence for faithful Christians to pray fervently for the Lord to return. But he does not. Do not give up. He will return. His timing is always perfect. Christ Jesus will return when the time is right. And when that time will be is not for us to worry about. What we are given to ponder is readiness for our Lord's return. Throughout the centuries, many wise Christians have ventured to pinpoint the time and day of Christ's actual return. Here are a few, as listed in the book called Lutheranism 101. Many Christians in Europe believed that January 1st of the year 1000 would be the end. It was not. Some believed the year 1033 would be the end because it was the 1000th year anniversary of Christ's death. It was not. The founder of Methodism, Charles Wesley, predicted Christ's return would be in 1794. It was not. The founder of the Seventh-day Adventist movement predicted the end many different times, from 1850 to 1856. The Jehovah's Witnesses have predicted the end in many different years, from 1874 until now. Let me reassure you, I do not consider them Christians, as I classified at the beginning of this list. They slipped in there. Some Christians believed that Israel's declaration of independence in 1948 would spur the return of Christ on. Pat Robertson predicted that 1982 would be the arrival of Jesus. Many thought that the chaos sure to follow the turnover into the year 2000 would usher in the end. It did not. And most recently, if you'll recall, family radio host Harold Camping made a second prediction about the end soon after his first prediction had failed. When will people ever learn? And when will they listen to the Scriptures? Jesus said that he himself did not know the day or the hour. How could any of us possibly be right in any of our guesses? What many Christians fail to realize, sadly, is that it is not important to know when Christ will return. It is important, vital, crucial for salvation to be ready when Jesus does return. And Jesus feels that being ready is significant enough to educate his own disciples about it many times over. Tonight's gospel text is one of those times. Prior to that account, Luke reported that Jesus was teaching his disciples about the kind of mindset that these followers of his were to have. He presented to them first the way of the world. The kingdom of this earth sets its mind, its heart, its sights, on what it can see and touch and achieve. More is better. New is better. Less is evil. Old, as good as dead. Christ paints this picture clearly in the parable of the rich fool. There, the wealthy man is engrossed in his own wealth and possessions. He is not content at all with the vast amounts of storage space that he has for his goods. Foolishly, he decides to destroy those barns and build even bigger ones. Round about the time of the completion of those barns, God demands the man's life. All of his expenditures of energy and finances were for nothing. How true that is for all people. Our lives can be demanded from us at any time. Just like no one knows the day or the hour when Christ will return, no one knows the day or hour of our death. We hope that it is a ways away, but it could be only moments away. Are you ready? Our Lord Jesus Christ wants you to be ready. He wants you to live with him forever. He wants you to be among his sheep when he does return on that last day to judge both the living and the dead. But how is that possible? How can any sinner, fully corrupted from conception, be allowed to live with a holy, perfect God forever? How can any who are wicked be seen as righteous in God's sight on that last day? Through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. He gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. By faith, you are made ready for Christ's return. Jesus gives his instruction on readiness to his disciples who have already been called to follow after him. And it is because they are called by him and because they do believe in him that they can receive those words of readiness instruction. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast. Waiting for their master. That is what we are doing. We are waiting. He is coming again. We know this to be true. Jesus told us this is true. So we wait for the Master, Jesus himself. He is certainly worth the wait. For he has fulfilled all things for us in his life, death, and resurrection. He continually gives us his grace and peace in word and sacrament. All this he does to make us ready for his return. And we in turn then come to where he promises to meet us, here. We humbly return to him each day as we confess our sins and receive the word of forgiveness. that forgiveness which Christ has won for us on the cross. We patiently wait for his return. We do not fall into the lull of this world and think that Christ's return is far off. And we do not sink into the notion that this is all there is. For you are saved for life forever with Jesus, by Jesus. The best is yet to come. And what will that best look like? No one knows for sure, but you can bet that it will be unlike anything you have ever experienced. We get a taste of that in the revelation of the roles occupied in that great day. For according to St. Luke's Gospel, Jesus says, "Blessed are those servants whom the master finds when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them." Not only has Jesus taken on our mortal flesh and been born of the Virgin Mary, not only has Jesus Christ lived perfectly in obedience to God in our place, not only has Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of all of our sins, not only has Jesus Christ been raised from the dead so that we shall not die eternally, not only has Jesus Christ ascended into heaven to reign over the kingdom from God's right hand, not only will Jesus come again on the last day with great glory and take us to be with him forever, but he will actually usher us into the great heavenly feast and be our servant. Lord Jesus Christ will serve us. And it is his great pleasure to do so. That, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is a master worth waiting for this year and all the years to come. Amen. And now the peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.